Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's go ahead and finish up this example number 5. And let's jump right into it. Let's go to the first slide, and once again, there are the debit and credit rules. So if you need them, there they are. Refer to them. Let's go ahead, and before we can jump into the next transaction, we need to take a couple of minutes and talk about a new account. Go to the next slide with me. And this new account that we want to talk about is dividends. Dividends simply represent payments that are made to the stockholders or owners of the company. A question is this, what type of account is dividends? If you remember back to a previous discussion on this, we said, hey, look, what type of account is dividends not classified as? We know that dividends are not classified as an expense. Dividends are not an expense of the company. Hence, dividends have absolutely no effect on the company's net income. So they're not an expense. Well, what kind of account are they? Go to the next slide with me. Dividends are classified, and this is something new for us, as a contra equity account. The reason it's considered a contra equity is it causes a reduction in equity. The word contra means to reduce. We're going to see a lot of these contra accounts as we move throughout the course. This is the first one. Dividends reduces equity. Hence, it is classified as a contra equity account. Well, the question is, if it reduces equity, which equity account does it reduce? Well, it reduces retained earnings, right? Dividends reduce retained earnings. And because it's treated as a reduction of equity, not an expense, it's classified as a contra equity account. Dividends reduce retained earnings. Because remember that little equation that we talked about earlier and said, this is one that everybody seems to forget. Beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends equals the ending retained earnings. So dividends reduce equity. That said, let's go to the next slide and let's go back to example 5, June 21st. June 21st says that we paid dividends amounting to $12,000. To record that, we'll debit the dividends account. We'll debit the contra equity. Contra equity means opposite of equity. So equity has a normal balance on the credit side. Contra equities, such as dividends, follow the opposite set of rules. They would have a normal balance on the debit side. And contra means opposite. So we'll debit the contra equity dividends, credit cash for what was spent. And we know dividends is a contra equity account. Cash is an asset. When we analyze the effects of this transaction, revenues, expenses, net income, no effect. Dividends do not affect the income statement. They're not an expense. What's happening here? Our assets have decreased by the amount of cash spent, and our equity has decreased, specifically retained earnings, because dividends reduce retained earnings. And we still balance both sides of the balance sheet decreasing $12,000. Let's go to the next slide. June 22nd. Here's what it says. We paid $5,000 of the $20,000 owed for the building purchased on June 17th. What entry are we going to make to record this? Well, we're going to credit cash, right? Cash is going out, so we reduce it with a credit. The debit, as you can see right here, is accounts payable. We're reducing a liability. We're paying off an amount we owed. Debit accounts payable, credit cash. Now, accounts payable is classified as a liability. Cash is classified as an asset. As you can see here, the effects of the transaction, no effect on the income statement, reduce your assets, and reduce your liabilities. Again, it makes it so much easier, I think, if you identify the types of accounts you're dealing with before you do the effects. Let's go to the next slide together. June 23rd, we received $7,000 cash as partial settlement of the account receivable from XYZ Company. Well, what's going on here? We got cash, so we'll debit cash, and we got paid from an account receivable. Our account receivable goes down. The customer doesn't owe that to us anymore. So we have to reduce what was owed to us because it's been paid. Cash is an asset. Accounts receivable, also an asset. Now this one causes people some problems. In this case, there is no effect on any of the accounting elements. There's no revenue here. Just because you got cash does not mean you earned revenue. Right? Realization principle. What you've got going on, one asset, cash going up, another asset, accounts receivable going down. Overall, no change in any of the accounting elements. That's a tough one. You want to make sure you're comfortable with the collection of an account. Let's go to the last one. June 26th. Received a bill for advertising, $3,000, payable in 30 days. And we're going to record this with a debit to advertising expense and a credit to accounts payable because we haven't paid it yet. Advertising expense is an expense. Accounts payable, a liability. Doing the effects, well, we increase our expenses, right? We now have an expense. But increasing expenses reduce net income. And when we reduce net income, we reduce equity. At the same time, we increase our liabilities because we now owe $3,000 for this advertising bill. And the last question I want to ask you is this: do we still balance? Well, the answer is yes, right? The asset side, no change, no effect. Liabilities plus equity, one going up, one going down, they also net to no effect. You want to be comfortable. You want to be able to do these effects. It'll be a big part of exam one. And the best way to deal with it is to make sure you get some practice.